And so I began putting together a storyboard that ultimately ended up in being an animated storyboard with voiceover and music. And then I got this epiphany to have some cut scenes, some live action scenes. Again, never knowing much about anything, just really the desire to create something that would get them excited about the show.
Nobody believed that a trailer could be done without having hundreds of thousands of dollars or studio permission. And so when I actually started talking to some of the actors, as much as they would love to do something like this, they thought I was crazy. So I had a lot of people tell me no. And I told them, I said, look, this is a first-time thing for me. I don't quite know where it's going, but I believe in Battlestar. I want to build a case for bringing back Battlestar with the original cast. And I think the best way to do that is to put something together and show the studios. But nobody could quite believe I could do it or that it wasn't going to end up being cheesy, so I got a lot of no's. There was a few of the actors from that show that saved my butt. And I got a chance to see these guys because the 20th anniversary convention was being held up at Universal. And Terry Carter was there, and Jack Stauffer was there, and Richard Lynch was there, and John Colicos was there. George Murdoch, they had all these actors from, of course, the original show. And got a chance to really talk to everybody. And after all those no's, I was a little reticent to tell anybody about the Second Coming trailer. I was thinking, okay, maybe I just need to play all the roles. You know, I'll do whatever I have to do to make it happen. But I actually shared some of this with Terry Carter, and he said, tell me where to go. I would love to help you. Jack Stauffer, same thing. Richard Lynch, same thing. And the guy that blew me away that actually said, I'll be there wherever, whenever, however, you just tell me where to go, and I shall be there to support you. And that was John Colicos. So I had now 5 of the original actors that were willing to come on board to help me with the trailer. And I know Jack Stauffer because he lived in L.A. I could get to him anytime. Richard Lynch, same thing. I knew I could get to him. But I didn't have a way to get to John Colicos or Terry Carter because he lived out of the country. So what I did was I had a blue screen brought in. And we waited till the end of this convention. And we set it up. And I remember we were going to shoot a sequence, which I wrote during that day for John Colicos to read. But the unfortunate part was is that this incredible band was playing next door. Somebody was getting married, and they had a sax player that, first of all, incredible sax player, but the guy never stopped. There was never a break or a moment. And I'm thinking, how are we going to get this sequence with John Colicos? Finally, around 12:30, 1 at night, they're telling me I got to get out. It's too late. You got to go. We got to close this down. Finally, the guy stopped playing, and we had like about 2 minutes to get one take of John Colicos doing all his stuff for the Second Coming trailer. We got it, and then I ran in with Terry Carter, and we shot a couple of visuals with him. So we got Terry Carter and John Colicos so I could put them into the trailer, and that was the end of that. And then we got Richard Lynch and Jack Stauffer to come over to this incredible place where they used to house the Spruce Goose. And we shot a all-night shoot with Jack Stauffer, with Richard Lynch, with George Murdoch, to get all the stuff that we needed. Nevertheless, it was really quite an experience reconnecting to all these actors because it had been almost 20 years since we'd all gotten together. And it was an amazing thing to be on the set, kind of reliving Battlestar Galactica, rekindling that excitement that we had 20 years ago on the set of Universal.
Ultimately, this one cutscene turned into many cutscenes, and I started having people left and right offering their services to help us, to come on as crew, to come on with cameras, lights, equipment, people donating locations, people from all over the country flying in. We had no costume budget, no hardware budget, and all these people had made guns and lasers and had outfits that were much better than the ones we had. And our set grew up to this big 100-man crew. And here we are filming this Battlestar Galactica trailer that nobody thought was possible, unless you had a movie. We filmed for almost 12 months, and I remember finally getting to talk to Volker Engel, who won the Academy Award for ID4, Special Effects Supervisor. He looked at it, and he said, Richard, it's all great, but you have so much post to do to make this really powerful. It's going to cost you time, a lot of money, and I think you would be much smarter cutting this way down where you could really do something special, and every scene and every moment is hot. Cooks, it's much more doable if you do that. So we started talking, discussing things, took me over to Dreamscape, and they started talking to me about laying out a 3-minute trailer, and we got friends of mine to help. Wonderworks, Brick Price over there came on board, and they helped us do some of the forced perspective shots with Viper models. miniatures. And then Volker Engel's company, Dreamscape, people that he took us to, did some of the modeling, compositing shots. And then we got Dean Cundey, the DP for Jurassic Park and Apollo 13, to come on board with a 35-millimeter camera, 2,000 feet of 35-millimeter film, and film for a couple of days with a cold hamburger. That's all we had. And we filmed these trailer scenes. Then we spent another 6 months editing, and I worked with CGI people all over the country, all over the world, actually, sending in shots. It was very much in its infancy at that point in time. And I kept basically having to throw away so many of the shots because they just weren't up to quality. I had to throw away 90% of them. Finally got enough really quality shots that I felt we could include them in the trailer and to make this trailer pay off, where every shot, every frame would count.